This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking the other day of what I no longer pay attention to now that I have to keep both eyes on liberals. And for example, I don't know who won the national championship in college football. I don't know. All those games, I used to live for some of those games, you know, especially the big one. What was it, the Sugar Bowl or the one where the number one and number two would fight it out. I don't care as much about the other games, but because, you know, it's one of those everybody gets a trophy. We got bowl games for everything. In fact, I watched the bowl game the other day where the teams were like 7-6. And I was thinking to myself, holy crap, what kind of system do we have when teams that are 7-6 have a bowl game? I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm not even playing when I tell you that. I know there are some hardcore football fans out there that will tell you the truth. Maybe it was 7-5 or whatever, but it wasn't like the teams were 10-2 or 11-1. 7-5 or 7-6, are you kidding me? Why do you even have a bowl game? And I think that's part of the reason why I don't watch it anymore. But here's another thing. I don't know who's considered the best team in football. I keep hearing the name Cam Newton. And I know there was a team that was undefeated. I think it's North Carolina or something. But my point is, I don't have time to enjoy life anymore. You would think in the massive information world that we live in, even though I got to keep both my eyes on the liberals, I'd know the basic stuff, the man stuff. But I don't know man stuff anymore, and it upsets me. And I know there are men out there saying the same thing. Now, you're not as involved in the political mainstream as I am, but you know you're missing some things, right? And here's the problem. I know a lot of other useless crap, like Bernie Sanders' poll numbers in New Hampshire. Just what? Why does a young, black, decent-looking man like myself no, Bernie Sanders poll numbers in New Hampshire. Welcome, folks. cowpokes. Kevin Jackson News, the Kevin Jackson Show. What was the biggest news over the weekend? I don't even know. Man, see? So much stuff. Let me tell you, I don't know what you were doing over the weekend. But let me tell you, there was a ton of stuff going on. And you probably do know this, that the Powerball thing went right, and it was almost $1 billion. Nobody won, is what they told you, right? They said nobody won the Powerball, and I remember thinking to myself, man, that there is a sales job. Nobody won the Powerball. Some of you are ahead of me because you know who won the Powerball. The government won the Powerball. They say that it's going to be $1.3 billion the next Powerball. It will crest $1 billion. I don't know where I'm coming up with these new words today. Write these down. These are going to be in Webster one day, and I want to be the originator. I want my picture next to some of these new words I'm coming up with. Yeah, man. $1.3 billion. So let me explain how the government wins, okay? Because some of you guys know this, because I love the lottery. I really do. The lottery's for suckers. And if you're playing it, hey, look, don't take offense. You're a sucker. You got a better chance of winning your church raffle than you do at winning the lottery. You know this.
Yeah, but Kevin, it's not $1 billion,
okay? Right. You love extortion, huh? Let me explain. The government, let's say that it was $1 billion and somebody won. So the first thing they do is they go, well, you won $500 million. Oh, now I take that back. If they tell you it's $1 billion, it means that there's $2 billion that's been collected. So they say, you've won $1 billion. And then the first thing they do is you know it's not $1 billion, right? It's only $500 million. That's right. But then what they do is they say, hey, listen, we'll give you a chance to get it all up front. And we recommend you get it all up front. And so you end up doing it, you know, if you're $1 billion and you go, well, I'm going to get taxed at 50%. So they say, you say, well, let me just, and I don't know if I'll survive long enough to get into a payout. So let me go ahead and take my $1 billion. We'll squeeze it up into the future. So it's half a billion. And then they tax you based on half a billion. So you take home $250 million, which is good. You're like, woohoo! I made $250 million. And the government made $750 million. That's the lotto. That's why I love it. It's poor people paying back our money. Unfortunately, they're giving it to a gangster, but who knows? So I was at my son's basketball game, and one of the parents there, his the kids that I was talking to, his mom, were friends. All of us are friends. And I was like, so what are you going to do if you win the lotto? She says, I'd give you $1,000. And I said, man, I was just like that. And she starts laughing. And I told her, I was like, shoot, if I wanted a Powerball and it was that big, I'd give people at the airport $1,000 just for looking at me. Don't be telling me you give me $1,000. That's an insult. What would you give me, you out there in radio land? What would you give a brother, huh? I know there are people out there going, Kev, if I won the $250 million Powerball, bro, I'd give you $1 million. Okay, see, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Or, you know what, I'd give you $100,000. Because you can give a lot of people $100,000 if you get $250 million in your pocket, right? It's $100,000. You know what? I got to tell you guys this. I don't know, it was a few months ago. Somebody sent me a money order for just under $1,000. It was like $999. I think that was the limit. And I couldn't cash it. It was the way it was done. I couldn't cash it. It was a donation. And so sent it back and said, hey, appreciate what you did, blah, 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 but can't cash it. Sent it back. They just resent the check for $1,000 just the other day over the holidays. So we sent out something to them to thank them. But love people that take, you know, that say, we're going to help your organization, Kevin, to that degree, because we're going to help get some kids adopted with that money. Folks, lots to talk about. El Chapo caught, latest polling for president, Philadelphia cop shooting. What is the major issue over the weekend? Man, too many to tell you. We'll be back in a minute.
Radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show, sponsored by my guys over at LandmarkGold.com, where I keep my precious metal investments. Well, I keep them with me because they send the money to me. You can reach them at 844-715-9411. 844-715-9411. LandmarkGold.com. The best thing I can tell you to do is if you've got a portfolio, 401k or an IRA, move part of that over into a protected investment. The government, I know it sounds conspiratorial, but they're coming after your money, guys. And I don't know whether it's going to be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, but I would rather you have control of the part that they're not going to be able to confiscate, which is gold. So check them out, LandmarkGold.com. Tell them Kevin Jackson sent you. LandmarkGold.com, 844-715-9411. Limbaugh is catching some flack. I don't know if you guys heard about this. He says that the First Lady of the United States and women in general should be happy to be catcalled. You know what a catcall is, right? It's where guys go, woohoo, you know, that kind of thing. And women of today, the feminists, are like, he's objectifying me. That's what Michelle Obama says. I've been places where people, you know, like, catcall me and whisper. I'm like, where have you been to be catcalled? I don't know. I don't know. Let me just tell you. There is, look, I'm not even trying to be mean. There's nothing flattering about Michelle Obama. She looks like a lanky dude. And, man, in her early years, yikes. Now, to each his own. If Barack Obama sees beauty in that, congratulations to him. I'm not trying, you know, one man's weed is another man's landscape, as they say, right? So, fine. If he think, but in my opinion, Michelle Obama, there is nothing attractive about this woman. But she says she's been catcalled, and she didn't like it. She didn't like to be objectified. So I ask you, ladies, what do you think? To get catcalled, what do you think? You like it? I'm with you. I think it's an honor to be catcalled. If you're not catcalled, then, well, how can I put this without, you know, sort of, okay, look, you're ugly. If you haven't been catcalled, you're ugly. That's just a simple, I'm sorry, I have to just be brutally honest here. Now, let's reverse it. Let's say that women, who, by the way, can no longer be referred to as women, so we're androgynous. But let's just say that we were back in a time when men were men and women were women, and women were catcalled men. You know what? For the record, in full disclosure, it happens to me a lot. I know. What are you chuckling at? You don't believe it? But now here's the thing. I don't mind when women catcall me. I've learned to deal with it. It was embarrassing at first. But then, you know, finally you just say, you know, this is what God gave me. I cannot deny them. I cannot deny women the opportunity to do what comes natural. It isn't like they have control over it. See, that's the thing about the catcall. A woman walks by, you're like, a dude, he's not paying attention. He looks up, he's like, dang! Whoa! You know, that's the way a catcall is. It isn't like you can control it. I go in places and women just go, whoa! You know, that's it. It's an impulse. Anyway, being serious, is that what women in America have to be? That's objectifying. But you know what? Making a sex video or, you know, going on TV in swimsuits and doing a competition for Miss America or Miss This or Miss Universe or whatever. I'll just break it down for you very simply. Women do all these things in order to get noticed. And then when you notice them, they're supposedly mad. I don't believe that. I just think that's a group of women who want, quite frankly, who don't get it. And so they have to deride it. They say, they decry it. They make it sound, oh, that's just humiliating. No, it isn't. It can be done in such a way that it's degrading, where guys are like, well, Jake, yeah, baby. Or it can be like, dang, whoa, woo. You know, where a woman goes, yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm. Because that's what she stood in the mirror for an hour for. That's why she went through 14 different wardrobe changes. What's a dude do? We look in the closet, we go, this. Boom. And at best, if you are a prude or metrosexual, you might try to match up your socks or find a spiffy tie. You know, I'm not even saying metrosexual in that regard. You know, like, it isn't a bad thing to want to, you know, keep yourself looking all sharp. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do. Women go through wardrobe changes. Oh, they look in the mirror. No, this one shows too much tummy. No, it's not flattering. Ooh, where's that one where the lines make it look like I have a smaller waistline? You know, because they have those dresses that fake you out. That have the darker, they have the white interior that's curved and the darker out exterior. So your eye goes, wow, look at that hourglass figure. When she's really a V-frame. You know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? But women, look, you spend hours on, you do your hair, you tease your hair, you get it perfect, you put on makeup. How long does it take? I mean, I know if you're good at makeup, maybe you do it in 10, 15 minutes, but it takes a while. You're sprucing the face. You're tucking this in. You're putting Preparation H on your eye, under your eyes, and all kinds of stuff. Why? So we don't catcall? So we don't notice? You spend 20 minutes on shoes. What in the world? Come on, y'all. We know. And so these women who are ugly, these leftist women, are like, oh, I don't like to be catcalled because it makes me feel objectified. It doesn't. You don't get catcalled. That's why you get mad at the women who do. They do. And look, I'm not getting after, especially conservative women, but I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter how classy you are. And guys are crass. You know, you get the construction worker, you do that's like, you know, picking lint out of his belly button and looking at it because he doesn't know whether to eat it or throw it away. You get those Neanderthals. I get it. But even when they notice you, it's like, yeah, women. By the way, so do guys. So do guys. We go somewhere and girls check you out. You if you notice, it doesn't matter what she looks like. You're like, yay, well, it's validation. You know, I don't want to get with you, but it is validation. Thank you. All right, cool. But Michelle Obama wants to go out and make it look like, I've been caca, I've been objectified. And she's saying this in Argentina, you know, like, where I've been treated less than a woman. What do you mean less than a woman? That's exactly what you wanted, especially with your ugly butt. It's exactly what you wanted. It's human nature to want that. Why do you think the bird... Have you ever seen these animals when they have to get a mate? And I saw this one day where this bird had to dance. This sucker danced for 30 minutes and the girl rejected him. Man, he probably thought of him, I would have picked up a rock and dropped it on her head. He danced with his real leg, feathers out, doing all this African-looking dance, only to get nothing. We want to be objectified. What are these people talking about? Michelle Obama needs to just give it a rest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a vote on whether Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh should be recommended for a full floor vote. The senators on the committee did have a chance to address the committee one more time, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
I know I'm a single white male from South Carolina, and I'm told I should shut up, but I will not shut up if that's okay, because I got here the same way everybody else did. The people in South Carolina voted for me and Senator Scott to be their voice, men and women. and I'm going to try to be their voice today.
Facebook said it recently discovered a security breach affecting nearly 50 million user accounts. The company said hackers exploited the View As feature, which lets people see what their profiles look like to someone else. Facebook has taken steps to fix the security problem and alerted law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm trying to learn to pick my battles when I date girls. I usually argue with women all the time, man. I'm stupid like that. You know? Like, I dated this girl one time. She was, like, really into, like, women's issues. So we used to always have these dumb arguments. So one time she came up to me, she goes, okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some reason you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. No, it's $1 an hour surcharge. That if some stuff happens, either I can't leave or I gotta, like, get in the way of it to give you a head start, like, rabbit dog, run, honey, one Mississippi, tippy. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first?
Well, at least let the women and children go.
Well, what about me? Bullets hurt me, too. What if... stay in the vault. No, that's my point, man. Where are all the feminists in those situations? You know what I mean? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. That's a guarantee. You can take the most hardcore feminist, some chick right in your face, like, he's choking and take them a little short little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Second those flames break out, she's going to twist those little hairs into pigtails. No, I'm just a girl. I want to go play jump rope. And leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. No, but I'm not a dick, though. I'm not saying I think a woman should make $1 less an hour to do the same job. All I'm saying is if you're going to make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right next to me, listen to that guy play the cello, then you get the corner office. You get all the benefits or whatever.
The other day was Equal Pay Day. Were you aware of this? What about you guys? Don't be looking at me. You don't want to get paid what I pay. What I'm paid, rather. Yeah. Anyway, Equal Pay Day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It was invented by a group of activists 2 decades ago to draw attention to the wage divide between men and women. The day comes in April, roughly marking how many extra months women have to work into the new year to make what men make the year before. Now, if you want to believe that drivel, fine. It's nonsense. And it's funny to me how we are constantly talking about the very same issues. Equal pay. Look, can women start their own companies? Yes or no? Can they start their own companies? Yes. I defy you. I defy you to tell me where you go into a company today with all the EEOC and the DOL, Department of Labor stuff, and you show me where women are discriminated against in hiring. Women get hired every day for jobs. They have a amount of money that they pay for a particular role. If you say I'm, jockey this or whatever, they go, the rate is between $22,000 and $24,000. And then if there's anything, there's a negotiation that happens. I can tell you from my engineering experience, when I got hired, I've told this story a few times on the show. They had, I was a technician, had co-op through school, so I was more experienced than the other kids coming out of school. I knew how to breadboard. I knew how to build a test circuit. I knew how to wire wrap. I knew how to, whatever. I knew how to go to component engineering to get the drawings to change parts. I knew how to I knew how to design my own stuff. I was an engineer by the time I was finished with my tech work, but I was a tech. And when it was time to get hired, I was going to get hired at a company. I worked at TI, but I was going to get hired at a company called Recognition Equipment. And I go to work for them, and they send them my resume, rather, and I interview with Barbara. I'll never forget her, a Jewish lady. And she says to me, well, Kevin, we love, you know, your resume. We want to make you an offer. And I said, great. And they slid the offer to me, and I looked at it, and I went, I said, well, that's not going to cut it. And she goes, well, that's the highest at the engineering level one. And which is, there were four levels of engineers. I was coming in as a junior engineer, engineering level one. And I said, well, that's not going to cut it. And she went, what? And I go, no. I go, number one, I expect to make more than that. And I don't believe I'm an engineering level one. I believe that with my experience, I'm going to be an engineering level two. Now, I can be at the lower end of that scale, because I understand, you know, I'm kind of getting bumped up a grade. But that's it. And I slid it back over and said, unacceptable. And I don't think she was too used to seeing that. And she looked, she goes, well, I could call the person who's going to be your manager and see if they would, you know, rate. I said, well, then you need to make a phone call, don't you? And she's, yeah, I'll be right back. And she went and made a phone call. She came back into that room. I sat there maybe 10 minutes max. I wasn't worried at all. She comes back in. She says, well, Kevin, they've approved it. And I said, okay, great. She says, this is going to be your new rate, and gave it to me. And I was like, okay, that's better. And that was the end of it. Now, would a woman do that? I don't know. I don't even care. Let me tell you something else. There are a lot of guys who wouldn't do that. My youngest son, he just, God, I'm so proud of my kids. Not my youngest, my third son. Just got graduated, and he calls me up. He's like, hey, Dad, I just want to let you know I got a job. I'm going to be working for General Motors, GM, down in Austin. I was like, oh, man, congratulations. And we go through he tells me the process by which he interviewed with companies. Like, I'll give you an example. Google came to him and said, we like you. We want to, you know, make you an offer, but it won't be in coding. My son has degrees in economics and computer science. And they said, Google said, we don't believe your coding is strong enough because your major is in economics, but you are good in coding. But they said, but we do want to make you an offer in another area. And they did. And he says, well, as much as I'd like to, I cannot accept that offer because I know I won't enjoy that role. And he says, and I really want to come in and be the best for you. And the only way for me to be that is I have to like the job. So he turned it down. Now, at the other place, here's what they asked him. They said, we're going to bring you in because we love the combination of your economics with computer science and the fact that you're a big thinker. They could tell this in an interview. They said, tell us what do you think is going to happen when you come in. He says, well, here's the way I see it. He says, the people that have computer science degrees will outperform me code-wise at first. He says, but in pretty short order, I'll show you that I'm actually the better at understanding how the code needs to work within your environment. And he goes, because I have a bigger picture view because of economics. And he said, they smiled. And he goes, Dad, it kind of struck me as odd, but he goes, I could see the lady, she smiled. She was looking down and she smiled and was jotting down stuff. Anyway, they made him an offer. And I don't know if he accepted the first offer. It's not that wasn't my point of the story. But the fact is, my kids know what to do. They've watched me do it. If I don't like something, I'm not signing up for it. End of story. So these idea that we gotta it takes 4 extra months for us women to make more money. Shut up. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this feminist notion that you're so oppressed in America. Go live somewhere else. You know what we'll keep in America? We'll keep conservative women. That's what we need anyway. We need conservative women raising our children. We don't need liberals. And I'm not saying conservative women get it perfect every time, but I tell you what, we'd have a lot better world if we were raising conservative kids. And take the wackademics with you and everybody else who wants us to bind to this notion that women are so oppressed in this country. The only people oppressing women in this country, for the most part, are liberal men and liberal feminist women. There are no conservatives oppressing women in any mass amount. Yeah, are there some misogynists on our side? Of course. We got everything you got. But we only have it in 1%. You guys are 99.9%, everything you claim you're not. Knucklehead leftist. The divide has narrowed since 1996, but women in the U.S. still make about 79 cents for every dollar a male earns. Why? What's funny about this report is they know why. The women choose occupations that pay less. If somebody putting a gun to their head, you will not be an engineer, chick, or I'll kill you. Why do you choose to be, a social worker? Maybe it's because you're wired that way. I don't know. I'm not going to make any, try to figure it out. All I'm telling you is if you choose the jobs that pay less, don't be mad because men are making jobs that pay more. That has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you what, measure men in whatever women do. They're making the same amount. Probably women are making more. And at the end of the day, who picks up the check? Who's the one that comes to fix the car? Who's the one that's, in the real world, I can tell you this from a conservative point of view, we're the ones who absolutely take the bulk of the financial responsibility. If you're a real man, you will. I never forget, I met this beautiful girl having trouble. She says, I need a battery for my car. I said, with all due respect, are you gay? She said, yeah. I said, she says, how did you guess? I said, because a man would take care of that stuff for you. Anyway, I got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking equal rights. Equal rights. We got to make it so fair for everybody. America is built on nothing but fairness and opportunity. Show me anything you want. I'll show you a woman. Shark Tank. Shark Tank. Are there no women on Shark Tank? There are two women, Barbara and the other lady that's home shopping or whatever she is. These are multimillionaire. I don't know if they're billionaire, but they're multimillionaire women. Women dominating talk shows, Ellen, Oprah, Sally Jesse, and the 15 before them. I forget that one lady. She got sued because somebody ended up killing themselves on her, you know, about her show. But, you know, just all over the place. Women, lawyers, engineers, doctors, etc. It's not even, there's not even a, you don't look at a woman doctor and go, oh, she's a woman, she's a female doctor. Remember back in the 50s and 60s, if you're watching any TV, you know, with those kind of shows, if you watch those, I mean, we watch what we could watch on my TV when I was a kid. And if you saw a woman doctor, it was bizarre. Like, whoa, a woman cop. Oh, where'd she come from? Who's that lesbian? And that, it's nothing. We see women in roles every day, and nobody blinks an eye. Nobody even goes, oh, that's a male role or a female role. If I see a woman, you know, knocking out concrete in the freeway when I'm doing something, you know, or building something, an architect, she's pointing up. I don't go, whoa, check them out for hiring women. But suddenly, America, we just women, we don't get the jobs and we don't make the money. We only make 79 cents for every dollar. Well, that's not a man's fault. Stop blaming us. It's like black folks. Well, we're the police and this, that, and we don't have opportunity. Really? You want to blame everybody but your doggone selves. Well, you know what? I don't raise my kids that way. And they're going to come there and kick your kids' butts if that's the way your kids think. Because you know what? There's no apologies and there's no excuses in my family for not being successful. None.
Well, I'm black or I'm this or I'm biracial or I'm...
I don't care. Oh, man, shut up. You got every advantage that you could possibly have over me, and I made it. And that's essentially my mantra to my kids and anybody else. You know, I tell you what, let your mama die at 5 years old. Let your dad go to prison. And then you tell me how you turn out. Don't give me excuses. And I'm not even telling you my life is hard. Look, we get 100 kids adopted every year. I know the lives of some of these kids we pull out of foster care. My life, with my mother dying and my dad being in prison, is a holiday for these kids. And they grow up and become successful. Or we do everything we can to make them become successful. Oprah Winfrey is a perfect example of this. Raped by her uncles and daddies and brothers and, you know, just bounced around and who knows. And she's a success. And instead of being grateful that the country took somebody like her and made her, that she, you know, she's one of these people that laments the success. Shut up. I'm sick of you folks. They say, here's some basic facts about the persistent gap in wages. In California, they say it adds up to $39 billion. So what it means is, if you want to really put it down, men generate $39 billion more tax dollars for California than women. Yeah, let's just put it in perspective. But they go on. A woman who works full-time in California makes a median of $42,486 compared to $50,539 for the average man. This is according to the Census Bureau data conducted by the National Partnership for Women and Families, an advocacy group. Do you think they looked at things fairly? Honestly. Of course they didn't. That's a difference of $8,000 per year. Hey, well, let me ask you this. Does it take into account the fact that women are taking time off for pregnancy leave, they're in roles that don't pay as much, and all the other factors? They tend to work part-time. Who knows? Does it take any... Nope. There's just a gender gap. And then they... I love that. And this is why I tell you, you better pay attention to unhyphenatedamerica.org. Because here's what they say. Latino women are even farther behind. They earn just 43 cents for every dollar earned by a white man in California. Well, hey, I wonder what they earn for every white liberal woman in California. How about we study that? How about we look at what Latinas earn for every white liberal woman? And then let's talk about, why is there a 43-cent gap between Latino women and white liberal women? They don't want to study that, do they? Oh, and black women only earn 63 cents to every white man. Let's study the other. Asian women earn 72 cents to every white man. In total, they say, women would earn $38.8 billion more per year if they were paid in line with men. Well, you know what? If you want to be paid like men, act like men. Get the jobs of men. And you start taking care of kids, and you start letting the courts have you get visitation with your kids or whatever. Look, men are absolutely ostracized in society, particularly white guys. And I'm a black dude telling you this. We get treated like crap when it comes to our kids. We get treated like crap when it comes to all kinds of ways that I could explain to you how men, if you take on the responsibility, you do it. Don't you think women care? Hell, man, these feminists don't give a crap about what men have to go through. Men get up and do it. A real man will get up and do his job. He doesn't care whether he could be sleeping on the couch for a year with the dog, and he will get up and go provide for his family. Get out of here. This nonsense. Now, the thing goes on to talk about, women are in low-paying jobs. Of course they are. That's what they choose. Men don't make them go to those jobs. Society doesn't say, well, this is a man's job and this is a woman's job. We're well beyond that. They take the jobs that, for whatever reason, it's not sexist for me to say it. They take jobs that guys normally don't want to take. I don't know why. They say, takeaway, a January study by two Cornell economists published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, they found that 51% of the difference in compensation of women and men is related to the fact that female workers are more concentrated in underpaid sectors like nursing or education and in lower level roles. Women have managed to overtake men in education and almost completely catch up in experience over the past three decades, but the divide in the types of careers men and women gravitate towards still persist and seem to hold back women's pay. Not anything to do with us. When hunting for a new job, women ask for lower salaries than men. Yet again, we have done nothing. What do you want us to do? Come in and stick our hands up your butt and move your mouths for you? Hey, I want more money. Look, ladies, you can do it your dang selves. It isn't up to men to say, you know what, I'm going to ask for less money because I know my counterpart with the estrogen running through her body is not going to ask for as much. Men are men for a reason. We want what we want. And we will say, you know what, that's not good enough. And if you don't have the balls to do it, ladies, it ain't our fault. Blame God. You want to be men? Act like men. The website studied more than 100,000 salary offers for tech, marketing, and sales jobs and found that nationally, women ask for an average $14,000 less in compensation than men overall. Notice the key word, ask. Employers offered women about 3% less than what they would offer men to fill the same position with the same job title, the analysis showed. So, what are you going to do? You're going to offer somebody the top? What are you doing in negotiation? Do you go to the top? This is all I'm ever going to do. That is so rare. It's unbelievable. It's the 0.1% that somebody says, that's the offer, that's the end of it. It's not like the firm where they've researched you, you know, the movie The Firm, and they go, that offer in that envelope is the only offer we're going to make. You know, and then the guy goes, well, we paid 25% of the highest offer. In other words, the firm is telling him, that's your offer. Because we've researched it. We know that's a great offer. If you are smart, and most men apparently are, we know that the first offer is just a starting point. Wow, rocket science, women. It's a starting point. So, you come in, a guy says, well, Kevin, I'll offer you $72,000 to do the job. And I go, you know, I tell you what, Bill, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to go talk to the old ball and chain. I'll get back with you tomorrow, okay? And Bill's like, I understand, Kev. I got one of those two. And then I come back and I say, Bill, you know what? We were looking at the bills, looking at everything else, man. I think I'm going to have to come in around 76. You know what, Kev? We're probably going to be able to do that. Let me get back with you. Give me 15 minutes and see what we can do. That's what they do. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't have the genitalia to do that, ladies, don't get mad at us. In Los Angeles, they say women ask for $10,000 less than men. They take home $8,000 less. In San Francisco, what women say they want comes to almost $12,000 less than what men ask for, and they receive about $9,000 less. Again, they're not asking. This isn't us. Stop blaming us for your problems, feminist. We don't have anything to do with it. And I, for one, you can call me whatever you want. Kevin, you're a misogynist. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. And I'm not going to buy into the nonsense of the left by trying to tell me I'm something I'm not. You do your own negotiation and stop blaming us.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.